News just in across the wires, reported by France Press. The Haiti's Prime Minister Jean-Marc Bellerive is confirming that the death toll could be higher than 100,000 people.
Professor Roger Searle, professor of geophysics at Durham University, says earthquakes of this size can cause relatively slight damage in well-designed and constructed buildings, but considerable destruction in poor ones.
This is an earthquake with a magnitude of 7, and in terms of energy release, that means it's the equivalent to several nuclear bombs going off all at one time. So it's an enormous amount of energy that is released.
Do we have any news about where exactly it struck?
It occurred on a fault towards the southern end of the island of Haiti, and this fault is actually part of a network of faults which makes up the boundary, the tectonic plate boundary between the Caribbean plate and the North American plate.
Another point you make, Professor, is the fact that this has been so incredibly destructive, particularly in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where we have seen the presidential palace basically wiped out, flattened. You point out that even though this is an extremely, exceptionally powerful earthquake, in countries and in cities that are properly built and adapted, it wouldn't have been so devastating. Is this not the case?
Well, I think that's probably right. I'm not exactly familiar with conditions of building in Haiti. But, for example, in California over the last few decades, there have been earthquakes approximately the same size of this, which have only resulted in a few casualties each time. And in California, of course, there is a very strict building code which determines exactly how buildings should be constructed to resist earthquakes.
Is it possible to monitor and to an extent forecast this kind of earthquake?
Well, this is always very difficult. We can actually say with reasonable precision where earthquakes will occur. That is the most likely places for them to occur. But what is extremely difficult is to predict exactly when they will occur.